From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris, and time now for your comments. Yesterday, I talked to Major Mark DeRocky, an assistant professor of engineering at West Point. We said his students designed a rescue device to help bring people down from the crown of the Statue of Liberty in an emergency.
Well, that's not entirely correct, says Colonel Grant Crawford. He's a director in the Department of Civil and Mechanical Engineering at West Point. And Colonel Crawford writes this: Major DeRocky was one of the advisors on the project. His two civil engineering students performed the structural analysis. The six mechanical engineering students from my program conceived, designed, and built the mechanical device that lowers the incapacitated person down the stairwell. Advised by one of my assistant professors, Major Joel Dillon, these six cadets worked jointly with Major DeRocky's cadets. Colonel Crawford, thank you for the clarification.
On yesterday's program, we also heard from Brad Meltzer about his latest book, Heroes for My Son. It's a look at people, both famous and not so famous, who Meltzer believes embody and help define the word hero. He wrote the book for his 8-year-old. Chris Campbell of Traverse City, Michigan writes, "Wow, you did it again. I was walking along with ATC on the headphones, and Brad Meltzer's interview had me grinning and also leaking a bit at the eyes. Genuine heroes are the most powerful forces in our lives."
But Frank Van Haste of Alexandria, Virginia writes this: "Unfortunately, author Brad Meltzer's book, Heroes for My Son, represents another step in the conflation by our mainstream culture and media of the merely admirable with the truly heroic. In the process, an important distinction is being lost. Heroism is the willing assumption of existential risk for the benefit of others."
Mr. Van Hayes continues, "It isn't hard to find heroes among us. Every day, somewhere in our land, a firefighter enters a blazing structure to make sure the occupants have all escaped. A law enforcement officer confronts a deranged knife wielder and subdues the individual without resort to deadly force. A biologist works with virulent pathogens, hoping that her research will end one of mankind's afflictions, even though she knows that an inadvertent exposure will lead to an unpleasant death. In each case, the hero takes upon him or herself real risk so that others may be safe from harm. That is the vital difference."
We appreciate your letters, and you can write to us by visiting npr.org and clicking on Contact Us at the bottom of the page.